Support for this program is provided by Chevron, the human energy company.
Hey, this is Politico Energy. I'm Josh Siegel. President Joe Biden is rolling out new rules this week that aim to make sure his clean energy transition also creates new attractive jobs. The regulations essentially say that companies can get more benefits from the clean energy tax credits and the Inflation Reduction Act if they create good-paying union jobs. The rules are a key part of the president's re-election campaign, since he's repeatedly promised his green agenda and jobs go hand in hand. But how exactly do these rules work? And could Republicans just repeal them after the November elections? Today, I discuss those questions and more with Politico's Nick Nidzwadek. It's Thursday, June 20th.
So the Biden administration's final rule, which was rolled out on Tuesday and will take effect later this summer, applies to about 10 or so different tax credits that are all included as part of the Inflation Reduction Act, which was passed in 2022 along party lines. And it includes a ton of climate provisions as well as tax and healthcare provisions. But it's primarily a climate-centric bill. And basically, it requires that construction firms or investors have to adhere to certain wage and benefit requirements for workers, as well as ensure that there is a set number of like registered apprentices. So essentially like paid trainees that account for a certain amount of the labor on a given project in order to qualify for some of the expanded tax credits. Otherwise, they're only eligible for a much smaller, about one fifth of the expanded amount. And so the way that John Podesta, a senior White House advisor, kind of put it is like, no one's going to leave that kind of money on the table. And so it's really like a very strong carrot kind of approach to get some of these wages and other benefits to the construction workers and other laborers on these clean energy projects.
And of course, these labor rules are a part of President Biden's promise to provide high paying union jobs as part of his clean energy transition. So can you talk about why the pro-labor piece of IRA was so important, specifically to key Democratic constituencies, and how that message so far is maybe playing a role in his 2024 re-election campaign?
Yeah, so this is a major component of the president's economic agenda. And the reason why labor unions kind of got on board with the climate provisions overall is because of these wage and labor protections that were kind of included as part of that. So the pitch to them would be that all the jobs that are being created with these projects, so essentially all the money that goes to these investors or big companies that are setting up, whether it be like a windmill farm or other clean energy projects, that it's not just a giveaway to the companies, it's also going to go to the workers in the form of higher pay and benefits, that sort of thing. And that was a key selling point for labor groups to make sure that this wasn't just like completely steered towards corporate interests.
Right. And of course, there are groups, though, that are critical of these types of labor requirements and, you know, potentially argue that maybe it slows down the build out of projects and potentially raises costs. So who are you hearing from that are opposed to these rules and how are they communicating the potential downsides?
Yeah. So one of the big groups that is generally opposed to these sorts of initiatives is the construction industry, specifically the Associated Builders and Contractors, who say that by imposing all of these requirements, you kind of shut out a lot of construction firms, particularly ones that don't use union labor, and that both by driving out some of the competition and also just the requirements to fulfill the obligations under these stipulations for the tax credits, it just raises costs. Estimates kind of vary, but it is a substantial increase just because paying workers more ultimately does increase the cost of projects. Democrats and Joe Biden would say that that is more than an acceptable trade-off for making sure the workers on these projects can actually kind of make a living and have good paying jobs for creating all this benefit to the climate and the economy more generally. That's the type of main criticisms against this sort of structure.
And of course, with any new Biden rule, big question is, will these rules be walked back after the November elections, depending on if Trump, President Trump, returns to the White House? So, you know, this one is a little bit maybe later in the process compared to some of the rules we've been tracking on IRA. So would you say these regulations are potentially vulnerable as well?
Yes. Once they are finalized and go into effect, it definitely will be in the window that theoretically it could be overturned next year, either via the Congressional Review Act or just if Republicans have unified control of Congress, they could just like undo big parts of the law itself, or a future Trump administration could potentially just like undo some of the regulations, though that can take some time to do. So this isn't set in stone, but these regulations are kind of like backstopping and filling in stuff that is actually written into the IRA itself. So it's not that even if you took away these regulations, you still would have some component of this that is written into the law. And so there is at least a little bit of a firmer backbone than some other types of regulations that don't quite have that statutory language underneath.
Also, Congress has approved sweeping bipartisan legislation to ease the production of new nuclear power reactors. The Senate easily passed a nuclear measure on Tuesday as part of the Fire Grants and Safety Act, which already has passed the House and now just needs President Joe Biden's signature. Boosting nuclear energy is a rare area of bipartisan cooperation on Capitol Hill, and the president is also supportive of nuclear power, and he's counting on the development of new technologies to meet his aggressive climate goals. For more news on energy and the environment, subscribe to our free newsletter at politico.com/power-switch, and subscribe to Politico Pro to read our morning energy newsletter. Some of the music in today's show was composed by the mysterious Breakmaster Cylinder. And that's our show. I'm Josh Siegel, and we'll see you back tomorrow.
Support for this program is provided by Chevron, who is innovating to help responsibly meet rising energy demand across their U.S. operations, like at their Gulf of Mexico facilities, which are some of the world's lowest carbon intensity operations, helping supply energy that's affordable, reliable, and ever cleaner. That's energy in progress. Learn more at chevron.com/meetingdemand.